The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we are at 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. His job is to try to out-talk me, and he does that. He claims that I talk more than he does. Can you imagine that and putting up with it? After all, it should be Michael who does most of the talking, and I just sit here and do... Oh, yeah? Really?
Impossible. That's an impossibility. The laws of there are two immutable laws of physics. One, the speed of light, and two is the amount of words that come out of your mouth.
Really?
No one can ever have more words than you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, let's see if we can fix that.
Einstein figured that out years ago, and I should have listened.
His theory of relativity when it came to my mouth.
Right. Now, actually, I don't mind the fact that you talk more. I didn't mean it as a criticism. I just meant it as an observation.
Yeah.
Because sometimes during this program, I step out for a pizza. I'm just teasing you, Doug.
That's one of the best lines, however, I like that. During this show, I step out for a pizza.
You see, what's so cool about you is that I could say something like that, and your first reaction is to laugh as opposed to get defensive. And I'll tell you something. Right. That is a major character,
Asset.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. Shall I do the list?
Why not? That's why you're here.
Oh. I thought I was here just to sort of act as a little filler in the background.
Oh, really, Doug?
Okay.
Smart.
Yes,
we have sports at number 10. The National Basketball Association and the National Hockey League playoffs. I enjoy the NBA. I don't follow hockey that much, but boy, that NBA is a very exciting league. At number 9, we have the Alberta wildfire. The Flint water issue is at number 8. Number 7 is North Korea nukes. Number 6 was the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which I actually used to go to when I thought that
did
stuff.
We all did, yeah.
You won't get me near that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to be the performer, the comedian, for me to go there.
Right, you'd be funnier than the guy they had last week.
Well, we're going to talk about that. That's one of the big issues. At number 5, we have the battle against ISIS. At number 4, Russia-NATO tensions. Number 3, U.S. immigration policy. Hillary's emails case is now at number 2. And the presidential race is number 1. And it just continues to be the never-ending story and fascinating. The people on our survey, Stephon Curry, the basketball star at number 10, Rick Snyder, the governor at number 9, Kim Jong-un, the madman at number 8. At number 7, we have Larry Wilmore, the guy we're talking about, the comedian who stirred up a few hackles. At number 6, Vladimir Putin, the comedian who stirs up a few hackles. 5, Bernie. 4, Ted Cruz and John Kasich. And Carly Fiorino is a shadow member of that duo. We never really put her on the list, though. And number 3, Hillary. Number 2, Barack Obama. And Donald Trump is back in the number 1 position. And there you go. It ain't rocket science. These are the things we're all talking about.
All right. So I'm looking at a picture now, and I saw some video earlier of the fire in Fort McMurray, Alberta. The flames, the smoke. It almost looks like somebody painted a picture. Not a Norman Rockwell kind of picture, but something that's more of escape. Yeah, right.
The colors are amazing.
Look at it. It is amazing to behold. Mm. And the reason for it being these colors is because the source of the blaze, the source of the fire, what's feeding it, aren't all of the timber that's there, but the oil that's in the ground. This is one of the great areas where oil shale has become extraordinarily profitable, and it's the area from which the oil was going to come down that pipeline. Remember, the Keystone Pipeline was supposed to bring oil from Canada down to Mexico, or down into the Gulf of Mexico, and the president canned that idea. And a lot of people, where are all the oil fields? There aren't oil fields. They're getting oil out of the dirt, which in and of itself, Michael, is almost an amazing premise when you think about it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mother Nature has done with that.
Nature works in interesting and strange ways, and we humans are masters of exploiting nature for our survival and our well-being, sometimes in ways that hurt us in the long run because we're so dependent on having a harmonious relationship with nature, and in other ways that are just really cool that we're able to do that.
Well, in the end, Mother Nature always wins. It doesn't make any
sense. Nature always wins.
Always wins.
We never, and this is philosophical, so when I speak, you know, with such confidence, I really don't know what I'm talking about, but as much as any human could.
You sound good. You sound like you do.
No, but the point is, we never can win. Nature will win. The best we could do is try to control nature. Because, you know, if you look at it from the other point of view, nature is our friend. We want to be harmonious with it. We want to get along with it. Well, come on. I mean, nature, if we don't do something to protect ourselves from nature, we won't survive.
Yep. Did you see the San Andreas Fault story this week described as locked, loaded, and ready to go? The seismologists in California say you better brace yourself for a deadly earthquake sooner rather than later. It sort of reminds me of that movie San Andreas that was around with The Rock. And now they're warning it could kill hundreds of people, cause billions of dollars in damage. This
problem
is Mother Nature's way of dealing with, the planet has changed.
Well, the planet has always been changing. The planet has never been stagnant. It has never been stable. It has always been changing. The plates that move around on the crust have been constantly moving. If you looked at the Earth a couple of million years ago or a billion years ago, it'd be very different, and it's going to be different years from now.
Yeah,
it's changing. It's not doing it to get us. It's not like Mother Nature. If there is an intelligence there, it's not saying let's give these little bugs a tough time. We just live on a planet that provides us with all the benefits of sustenance, but all the dangers of a very dynamic universe.
Do your spiritual beliefs bring you around to thinking about Mother Nature and Earth and energy and all that sort of thing?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what all spiritual beliefs are about?
Yeah, well, if you get down to the brass tacks of them, yes. A lot of people don't see it that way. They don't see the movies like Star Wars, which is basically just a biblical tale.
Yep.
Brought to the screen in ways that are entertaining, and most people don't think about them as spiritual movies, but that's really what they are.
Absolutely. And you know, 500,000 years from now, if they dig up, you know, a DVD of Star Wars and they could read it, they might interpret it as being a sacred text.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you jump to conclusions. We know so little about history. We live in this little bubble of the present because nature kind of wipes out history. Mm-hmm. You know, the Homo sapiens has been around for a couple of 100,000 years in our present form, and yet our history only goes back about 5,000 years. Well, what was going on before that? Well, it's all wiped away. So then you have myths like Atlantis and, you know, all kinds of scenarios, some of which could be true. I mean, we can go out to Mars and find evidence of humanity having been there 200,000 years ago. And we didn't even know that we had an advanced civilization. So many things are possible. I'm not espousing that. I'm just simply saying you got to keep an open mind to possibilities. We know a lot. It's amazing how much we know. But the more we know, the more we realize how much we don't know. Our awareness of our ignorance increases with our gathering of knowledge. It's a strange irony.
Our awareness of ignorance increases with our ignorance, as far as that's concerned, because there are fewer people who know less about what's going on now for lack of interest as much as anything else, and input, and some deliberate things that are being done to keep youngsters from learning about what's going on. You can apply that to the political realities that we're facing and voter turnout, et cetera, which we might talk about because the number one issue again this week is the presidential race. In a moment, speaking of the president, Michael's take on the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is number 6 this week on the countdown, 16 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at ABVI.com.
Done.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps you open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These guys GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
19 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown, the overview of what's happening in the world of news talk radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, responsible for the charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th, and charge of the charts for every week. He also is responsible at Talkers.com for his podcast, weekly podcast called Up Close and Far Out, in which he brings a lot of people who are important to the talk radio world in to explain what's important in their whatever their facet is. And I believe that you're using this program to help people, frankly. This is a way to help people in a way that isn't around. Anyway, there's a lot of helpful stuff about not how to run radio stations, but you have a lot of conversations with people who know the radio business, so it's got to be helpful.
Well, I hope so. I hope it has some meaning.
Well, but it's entertainment first.
Yeah, it goes beyond radio. It's predominantly radio, but it really is about media and the way the human nervous system is wired going forward into the 21st century. It's why it's up close and far out. The far out part is the real fun part.
How are we wired?
We're wired in an amazing way. I mean, we're becoming technologically induced telepathic.
Right. Pathetically telepathic.
We're becoming telepathic.
Yeah, well, I can read your mind. Did you know that?
Yes, you can.
21 after the hour on this week's Countdown.
You know. know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, my co-conspirator, here for you to understand what's going on and the fascinating stories that prevail in the world of news talk radio. That's why we come up with this top 10 list every week. You were sort of off. Actually, you were on, but I had to pull you off because we were headed toward a conundrum of who speaks. You were a commercial interest to this program, so you lost. I just want you to know that. But now
it's okay. I don't mind losing.
All right. So
that's
now
that's why they pay me the big bucks for doing this show.
Big bucks, right? Exactly. Yes, hooray for that.
Right.
All right. So anyway, we were talking. Well, yeah, actually, we hadn't gotten to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We were
talking about the up close and far out and the wiring of the human nervous system, and I dropped a little remark going into the commercial that we're becoming a technologically induced telepathic species, which sounds like something out of Art Bell or George Norrie.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And I don't mean it that way. It's more from McLuhan and more from Stephen Hawking and maybe Carl Sagan. It's more from a scientific basis, is that with all of this electronic communication that surrounds us with our smartphones, with, you know, Apple watches, with we're right on the verge of having chips implanted into our body that go right into the brain, with Google and with all of the YouTube, all of the information that surrounds us, social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are in a situation as an individual consciousness, each person, where we're completely connected to everybody else. Privacy is disappearing. We hear voices in our head. We're constantly having many conversations. It's like science fiction, and it's technologically induced. But the result is very similar to being telepathic. We're not as isolated from each other's minds as we used to be. And when this thing jumps into having these chips embedded in our bodies, which we are just 10, 15 years away from, we will be communicating with each other on a level that would not meet the eye. If somebody were to come back from 1970 or 80 and look at the world in 2030, they would not understand what's going on and why everybody's so quiet, because they'll be communicating on a frequency that hitherto would not have been understood.
Isn't that amazing?
We're right on the verge of that. And I'm not saying that as some cosmic thing. I'm saying it from a standpoint of science. Look around you. When you look at a table in a restaurant with a family, and the kids are sitting there on their computers, and they're
talk to each other.
They're talking to each other. There's all kinds of lines of communication happening between individuals that never would have happened before, and it's instantaneous. The world was slow and isolated just 20 years ago compared to where it's now, and where it's now is nothing to where it's going to be in 10, 15, 20 years. 100 years from now, you could not function if you were to drop into the future and up. It's hard to function now if you don't keep up with it. Do you notice every time you go to the store, the machine that you put your credit card in has changed? It's constantly, how does this work?
The chip.
Now the chip. You know.
Yeah. I find that hard. I go in and I don't have a chip. I got the old-fashioned credit cards with a stripe on the side. And if you put the chip in, it takes longer, it seems to me.
But they're fixing that.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're fixing that. It's going to be instantaneous. The chip will be as quick as a swipe.
Really?
Yeah. That's a momentary glitch in the system.
Yeah. I just find it fascinating that people's minds work the way they do. Who figures this stuff out? You don't. I don't. It's fascinating, isn't it?
It's sort of in our DNA. Maybe it's predestined.
Maybe. It could be. There are a lot of things that are predestined, so that may be one of them.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you right now, we're destined to have a conversation about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, one of the items on the Talk Radio Countdown list for this past week. So stand by for that, as Michael Harrison will resume his conversation with me and you in a matter of moments here.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver. The number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Talk radio coast to coast. Coast to coast and around the world. You can hear this program at talkers.com, dougstefan.com. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The presidential race is number one, Hillary Clinton's email number two, the battle against Daesh is number three, there's dirty little worms in North Korea number four.
I think you have it all wrong.
I do?
Which one are you reading? Or am I on the wrong one?
I'm at the Talkers website, and I'm looking at the thing there, not from our list, but from a couple of days when they, because every day at Talkers.com, run the list.
Yeah, this list, the people are hearing on this list is actually in advance of what the rest of the world hears.
Yes.
Yes. You were doing last week's list.
No, I was just looking at the 4th of May, which was a couple of days ago.
Oh, I don't know. So, what do I know? I'm only the publisher. You think I know?
People think
I do everything there. You
publisher.
Know?
I've seen you clean the windows there.
That I do.
Good job, because the windows are always clean.
But, of course,
clearly.
We're transparent. Don't you love that word? One of the popular words. I've transparency.
I'm a transgender transparent.
Did you hear that Caitlyn Jenner is going to appear nude?
Yes,
I can't wait.
I can. I don't care if she goes to the bathroom next to me, but I think I can do without looking at it.
I wonder how different it's going to be from the classic, iconic, historic Burt Reynolds appearing nude in Cosmo. Do you remember that when you were
a kid? Yes.
We were
a lot younger
than
that. Yeah. He couldn't get away with it these days, that's for sure. But he didn't show anything.
They didn't show anything.
Well, he had his hand in his private pocket.
Yeah.
I remember the picture. He was laying down. See, I remember the picture.
had his hand on his head, and his other hand was...
On his other head. don't get me started. This is a family show.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, it is interesting that when Burt Reynolds did that, he was sort of a B actor, and he became an A-list actor as a result of that. Built a whole career on that. White House correspondent.
Donald Trump was a reality star, and now he's an A-list politician. Look at that.
Yeah, Donald Trump is an amazing story.
He's the it. All right. So all right,
I really like him. I want to make America great again.
I know you do.
Okay, go on.
So is he at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Oftentimes, with his politics, they invite the other side to show up, but Obama's not running for anything, so...
The other side...
Well, you know, they have one candidate from one
party. It's the White House and then... correspondence, you know. They're not supposed to have a side.
Oh, excuse me, no. That's not called good journalism.
Yeah.
I did see something somewhere this week that suggested that most people who are doing, especially television news, can't wait to get their feelings, their thoughts, their opinions out, because they now think they're all stars, and they have to tell... people mm-hmm. what they think, because they think that people want to know what they think. I don't give a damn what they think. Do you?
No. I give a damn what everybody thinks, and I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. It's sort of two truths that I hold.
Yeah.
You know, I take it only so far. But the White House Correspondents' Dinner is an example of the Hollywoodization of politics and media, of journalism. It's the Hollywoodization. It's turning it into a reality show, Hollywood, glitter, glamour, and shallow crap.
If they keep getting people to be the host like this, last guy, what's his name, Larry Wilmore, they won't be having too many more of them because he was awful.
Did you watch him?
I watched some of it enough to know that it was embarrassing. I don't know it was anyway. You?
Yeah. Most people said it was embarrassing. I didn't think it was. I thought it was edgy and kind of cool.
Really?
But that's just me. I might be wrong. But I've read so many accounts of it, and what I find fascinating is if you read the accounts and then you watch the real thing, it really isn't necessarily the same event. People see things through their political lens.
Yes.
And look, the thing is such a bunch of crap. Anyway, it's good to have an edgy comedian that makes people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what's the point? And, you know, a lot of people were complaining that he used the N-word. A lot of people were complaining that Obama didn't stand up to him and not allow him to do it. I thought Obama handled it very well.
You and I have been to some of them pretty uncomfortable. Remember when Imus was the comedian? For that year?
Wasn't there. That wasn't the White House correspondence. That was the other one. There's two of them.
There's two of them, yeah.
There's the Press Association.
Yes, that was it, yeah.
Dinner. Yeah. Yeah. Similar event.
Yeah, same thing. But Imus was very, and I'm trying to remember who was president. It was Clinton, I think.
It was Clinton. He gave Clinton a tough time.
Yeah. He did.
Clinton didn't
like it either. You could tell him by looking.
Well, because it was over the line, whatever that line is.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, if you don't tweak the president a little bit, you know, what's the point? The whole point is the president opens himself up to that, and also the president has some pretty good joke writers. He says some little sharp barb things in his speech. But that's what the point of the whole thing is.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, looking back at it, I think he went over the line.
He did.
It was mean-spirited.
He's a mean-spirited guy, so that's what you get. But that's my editorial. You can. This is not about agreeing. We don't have to agree with everybody, folks. I'm just telling you what I think.
I think Imus is mean-spirited.
Yeah,
I think he is. I think it's common knowledge. Common knowledge. He's mean-spirited.
Why do people want to listen to that? You're the expert here on what people listen to. Why do people want to listen to that?
Why do people go on roller coasters and put themselves in why do people watch horror movies and submit themselves to terror? People like to be stimulated for good and bad. It's seeking stimulation.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't find that stimulating. I find, do you think stimulation is all forms of stimulation are okay, even if you're uncomfortable? It is a stimulus.
Some people are masochists. They actually like pain. So it depends on where you are on the spectrum. But the truth of the matter is it comes down to being stimulated for fear of being in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Now, a guy who used to do radio, but not much, was basically known as a writer for the San Francisco Chronicle and found himself very fortunate to be a commentator on MSNBC and other places, and then he got a job at MSNBC, may have lost the job or come close this week. Chris Matthews was caught looking at Melania Trump in a way which he ought not to have been.
Yeah, he looked like his, he was looking at her the same way
everybody else does.
Forget.
But he talked about it and forgot the rule, which is the mic is always hot, you silly person, you.
Right.
Yeah? Put yourself in his shoes. Can you?
Of course. Of course. We've always said, you and I have said things in front of mics that we wouldn't want out there. Yeah. Sometimes we just kid around.
You think Melania Trump is hot?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I don't understand what hot means. I do not subscribe to these basic.
Are we too old to
low
look at
level? No, I just think
sexist sort of
to me, hot is intelligence and character.
Ah.
I mean, I don't want somebody to be disgustingly ugly.
No.
I mean, I am a human, but. Mm-hmm. But I find good looks in a woman or a man wear off very quickly if they're dumb or they have bad character.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever known anybody that was a beautiful person? I'm not even going to talk sex, you know, gender.
Yeah.
And then you get to know them and they no longer look beautiful?
Yes.
Well,
yep.
Did they become ugly or did you see beneath the shallow veneer of looks?
Beneath the wings,
you
yes.
Know?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean,
yeah, yeah. You change people's ideas. I mean, I think the best example I come up with is what's her face from Alaska when she was running for vice president. It was I
don't remember her name. She was some kind of I think Sandra Payton something. I don't remember.
Yeah,
is she still around?
That.
Does she just
she's doing speeches like for Trump these days.
Yeah.
So, but when. I saw her picture, Rich McFadden, who's a colleague of mine on the Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday. I called him up and says, wow, look at her. I'm voting for her when McCain put her on the ticket.
Mm.
And then afterwards, when she opened her mouth, it became a horse of a different color, if you will. That's what
I distinctly remember. I distinctly remember, I can almost play it word for word, the conversation you and I had on this program after the country had seen Sarah Palin for the first time.
First time, yep.
And she was announced as the nominee.
It was a Friday, the nominee. It was right before we did this
right.
Program.
Right, and you and I were trying to figure out, we really didn't know who she was. We didn't
know.
If someone
asked
who's the governor of Alaska, we wouldn't know.
Yeah, who knows?
And all of a sudden, there's this new person on the scene, and we hadn't figured her out yet at all, but we were fascinated by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the conversations, and some of it, you know, would be embarrassing now. For
that it would.
I actually thought she was great, you know.
Yeah, well, she's good for conversational purposes. 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is a Countdown Extra. Looking at the trending stories, DougSteffen.com trending stories, Paul Ryan says he's not ready to endorse the Trumpster yet. That's the important word, yet. Rumors that Trump is talking to Cruz about running as his running mate. I want nothing to do with Cruz. Nothing. Zero. Same thing would happen with Rubio. If he had any of the other people, Kasich, I think, is a good candidate. Ben Carson would be a good candidate. Paul Ryan would be a good running mate, frankly, I think. The FBI has interviewed. What is it with this email investigation of Hillary Clinton? Give it a rest, will you, please, for God's sakes. You want to embarrass her? You've done that. Maybe she hasn't taken it. I saw a post yesterday on one of my friend's Facebook pages about Hillary Clinton. There's some, you know, there's some interesting fodder, to be sure. But you know what? In the light of eternity, it makes no difference. None. Zero. Pretty much the same. The other trending stories here, the wildfire in Canada. Wow, what a paralyzing thing that is when you think about what those people are going through. Oof. And then Sinead O'Connor said that Prince was given drugs by Arsenio Hall.
Yes.
So now Arsenio Hall is suing Sinead O'Connor for $5 million, claiming she is a desperate attention seeker. And that she's full of what my cows poop out on a regular basis. She's described as he said some things that probably we can't say on the radio. Anyway, Hall says he hasn't been around Sinead O'Connor for 25 years. How does she know that?
Right.
He says that she's despicable, and the suit says the allegations are fabricated. So, if nothing else, may I don't know, will it shut her up? That's the idea probably here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's best value in Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 15% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting, no points.
Just register at abvi.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you and America's best value and saved me. Instantly.
We'll talk about the four-legged variety of Texas Longhorns today. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Sandy and Bill Martin raise Longhorn cattle on their Running Arrow farm near Wellington, Texas. Sandy says she and the Longhorns have a mutual respect.
You raise Longhorns because you like the animals and that's what you want to do. And the Longhorns will do a very good job for you. You have to think outside the box. You cannot think traditional when you think Longhorns. Longhorns are the original out-of-the-box thinkers.
Sandy says their cattle are grass-fed and the beef is lean and healthy. They sell a lot of it at farmers' markets in their area. When someone is looking to buy one of their Longhorns, Sandy first asks them why.
And then I match that animal up in personality and their ability to do that job for that person. So the animal fits what the person expects that animal to do. And it goes all the way from being a pasture pretty to going in the freezer to being a roper and to being a good, solid breeding animal that they're proud to own and proud to breed themselves.
Visit RunningArrowLonghorns.com to learn more. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
You are listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review, the roundup of the hot hits, the top topics of the week, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The immigration policy is something that's frequently been in the top ten. This week, number 3, as a matter of fact. And this is sort of, what, a month before the big convention that the folks at FAIR have in Washington. This is an organization, I would say that it was an advocacy organization for immigration policy that many people on the right especially agree with. Is that a good way of framing this?
Yes, and it's an organization that has been accused by people on the left of being racist.
really, because they don't agree with them.
Well, yeah,
everybody's a racist. Yeah. You're a racist.
Hate, you know, hate group and all that. They're not a hate group. They're there for immigration reform. It's a legitimate issue, as evidenced by.
Look at the presidential race and who's talking.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I go there every year because it's a First Amendment issue.
Yeah. What do you think the presidential? We've got about a half a minute. What should be the focus of the debates and discussion in the presidential race that isn't being talked about?
Clean water.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Number eight, the Flint water issue. The president went there and looked foolish. Well, he held up a glass of water. How do we know where that came from? I'm drinking this water. You see it?
That was
one of the things this week that seemed most nonsensical because it didn't mean anything. It didn't do anything. It didn't fix anything. Didn't you feel it was weird?
Yes.
Him being there? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No more weirdness allowed. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our focus now is on legal issues as they pertain to the list, the charts, if you will, from this past week. So joining us to do that is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, an attorney, a professor, somebody who's got his nose to the ground. Is it your ear to the ground or your nose to the ground? Which can you put to the ground?
I think it's my ear, but who knows?
Oh, but your ear, right. The nose goes on the grindstone.
Yes, that's right.
Ooh, that could hurt. Yes, it could. All right. So, number two this week is the continuing saga of the emails. Come on.
Blame the media for us to some extent as well.
Yeah.
There are two things going on, and the way they get mixed sometimes makes it appear that it's more serious than it is. There is an FBI investigation, but frankly, you know, the headlines that Hillary Clinton may testify in court, that's under a Freedom of Information request, and the question is whether some of these emails should be classified in the sense that they are not made public. And that case, you know, is not really a big deal. It is nothing more than being able to find out about what kinds of things were going on in the secretary's office, but things that were not classified. As far as her use of the private server, it's pretty well established. The law was such that she did not have to use the government server. It was not illegal for her to do so. And this thing is being very, very much misreported and blown out of proportion.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the news media is doing something like that? My heavens. All right, so next up, immigration policy, the FAIR group having their annual meeting. Michael Harris and I were talking about them. Some charge them with being racist. Is wanting to do something to curb the illegal flow of immigration into our country. Is that racist?
No, and you know, you wonder about, well, you know, it's always easy to throw the racist charge at someone with whom you disagree. You know, the point is the option is either having a legitimate immigration policy under the law that works reasonably, or anything, let anybody in, give automatic amnesties, and you know, otherwise you're racist. Now, you know, that just doesn't work, and we do need to have a new immigration policy, and one that really reacts better to the realities of today and our economic needs, including a workforce here in the United States. But merely to say it's racist to have any kind of immigration law, I think, is absurd.
All right, does Arsenio Hall get anywhere slapping Sinead O'Connor with a $5 million lawsuit after she said things about him and what he gave to Prince? Who comes out of this one a winner?
Well, you know, this is one that it's too bad my class in media law is over for the semester, because we'd be dealing with that. You know, a celebrity can bring a claim for libel, and he can say that this is harming his reputation. But in fact, he would have to show economic harm. I think he very well may be bringing this just to make it public and make his case. You know, the best thing, Doug, ever was Rodney Dangerfield once brought a claim against a tabloid that said Caddyshack funny man smoking crack with hookers in hot tub. It wasn't true, and he was able to win the case, and they gave him $1 saying his reputation was in harm. So Rodney still got no respect.
No, he didn't. Last item of issue here, Flint and the water issue. Why isn't there a class action lawsuit? The president went there and accomplished nothing this week except looking foolish. And still the problem exists. It's still the same problem.
Well, I think the reason going there is that they are indeed working on it. Actually, what was the big news this week out of Flint was Mike Glasgow, who is the water quality supervisor in Flint, actually pled guilty. He was one of only three people who've been charged. He's the first of them to plead guilty, and they're holding off his sentencing until he assists in the investigation. And so it's going to be very interesting. I think things are going to be heated. There was tampering with evidence. There were false reports, and we're going to find out who knew what about what. But this guy's going to sing like the proverbial canary.
La la la. All right. Steve Wiseman has the Scamicide website. There's new evidence revealed in our Better Living box at DougStephan.com from you against the lottery security director. There's a Powerball jackpot at $415 million. So what is the evidence here? What do we have to worry about? Anything?
You know, we shouldn't now, but this was a guy who was the head of security for the lottery, and he was rigging the lottery.
Was
able to do
the
it.
The lottery's rigged! Oh, my God. I find it hard to believe. I've never won, have you?
Yes.
Have you? Congratulations, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, on the countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.